Right now, a man that has absolutely no problems at all, our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Wish I could say that, but there's always problems, you know that. And not really with the weather. I mean, today, still a gray day, chance of showers or some drizzle, no big deal. 60 to 65. It'll be cloudy tonight in the low 50s. It'll turn partly sunny Wednesday. We'll start with clouds, and then the clouds will mix with sun, low 70s. Partly cloudy Thursday and Friday, 75 to 80 degrees. So that's not too bad, you know, as you move into the second week of October.
No, not too bad at all. I mean, yesterday it kind of got, the rain kind of picked up a little in intensity in the afternoon. And that made it feel damper than it actually, you know, colder than it was, actually.
Yeah, I agree. It was relatively mild.
Yep.
At my lake yesterday, but it would rain from time to time. So, you know, and it was obviously purely overcast. But at least, you know, Saturday and Sunday wasn't bad. Saturday was on the cool side. Sunday, of course, was milder. We got all of our filming done that we, you know, had planned. But I'm having a few problems again. I'll have to get on the line with Apple today. It's telling me that my external hard drive needs to get more storage. So I don't know what to delete there, but I'll find out. I'll call Apple. And second, I'm getting red squares in some of the clips that I uploaded, which is usually not a good sign.
What is that? Is that like a warning light in the car dashboard?
No, it's more like the clip is there, but you're not going to be able to recognize it. I don't know what we have to do, but something went wrong somewhere with these clips. I mean, I do have the other camera, and I do have the footage, but it's always good having, you know, two versions of everything that goes on. So I'll ask Apple about that. But as far as the hard drive, I mean, they're so cheap these days. I'll just go out and get myself another external hard drive and hook it up to the Mac.
Yeah, I mean, when I used to shoot video, I would hate when I'd have to go back and redo it. But we never had it when I was shooting video. We never had something after you shot it that told me, you know what, don't even bother going here.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's saying. But there's a reason for it. I have a feeling that the recording rate on one of the cameras may have been faster than what it was set to be. Or let's put it this way. It was set at one speed, and then David may have hit something to change the speed in midair, and that could have really done, flip-flops with recording it. So we shall see. We'll look at that. But aside from that, that brings us to Marshall's favorite time of the year, Marshall's long-range winter outlook.
Oh, we're here already?
I put it in your box in the Google Drive.
I feel a little off this morning, so I took the one script and the morning forecast, which one of the forecasts ends, by the way, at the bridge.
Oh, well, that's good. You got that for a radio station in Delaware.
That's right.
Did you need me to correct that?
No, I've already done it. So don't worry about it.
If not, just let me know which one it was, and I'll correct it.
All right. So now let's go to my favorite time of year.
Yes, and this covers January through March, and January. And I mean, again, folks, I have to tell you, the confidence level in this winter forecast is not as high as it normally is. But for what it's worth, here we go. First week, showers, flurries, colder, snow late week. This is January. Second week, partly cloudy and turning milder. Snow go to rain. Third week, cloudy, milder, wet at times. Last week, that could be the January thaw, by the way. Last week, windy, colder with showers changing to flurries, then milder with showers to end the month. February, first week, icy winds, then partly cloudy with moderating temps. Second week, fair and cold, some snow late. Third week, fair and cold. Fourth week, to end the month, starting cold, then milder, and becoming wet. March, the first week, flurries, colder, then some snow, changes to rain. The second week, cloudy, breezy, cold. Third week, major winter storm. Fourth week, quiet, more seasonable. Fifth week, major storm, wind, rain, wet snow. Our thoughts should be a La Nina winter. Things could easily slip in and surprise all of us. Sloppy, slushy for the most part, and March could be the stormiest. New Year's looks quiet. President's Day weekend looks cold. St. Paddy's Day iffy. Spring should enter in reasonable fashion.
Spring seems so far away.
It sure is. So that's it. I mean, I know there were others, you know, really preaching gloom and doom. In fact, I heard the Farmer's Almanac is saying this is going to be one of the longest, coldest winters we've seen in quite some time.
You know, it's so interesting when I look at the long-run forecast. Do you remember the project that the U.S. was involved in when they seeded clouds to see if they could fix weather patterns?
Yeah.
You know, and there's like there's still a limited program of that going. You know, I have a feeling that some you know that hasn't helped in what happens either. You know what I mean? Sometimes you know these methods they come up with, you mix them up with climate change and it makes it even worse.
Oh yeah, I don't think man should be fooling around with the environment. Yeah. You know, or with the atmosphere. You're absolutely right. You just can't. We don't know enough about it. You know, it's forever changing its state. It's vast. There's just too much going on. All we could possibly do is try to predict what the weather outcome will be.
To interact with it. That's right. That's all you can do with, you know. It's so funny. You look at all this. I mean, also this year, Pat, volcanic activity has been sky high around.
Wow, you're right.
Sky high, and those are factors. Everybody always laughs at me when I say it, but you can't factor in what all those eruptions can do in the atmosphere.
You're very right. Now we have one volcano in Spain, right?
Yep. There's two or three active big volcanoes right now.
Right. I forget what the others are, but I mean this could really really change the entire global jet stream pattern. There's no doubt about it. And which way it'll change it is the question. Does it mean colder? Or does it mean wetter or snowier? You know, we don't know. We just don't know.
Yeah, everybody always makes fun of me when I talk about that. Well, anyway, so I haven't been watching much on movie-wise lately. Marvel's just coming out with movie after movie after movie. I mean, gosh, the money that they must be raking in with Marvel at Disney is amazing. But I have gotten into watching these home improvement shows,
I always do, yeah.
Even though I can't do the work, there's no way I could ever do the work. But I like seeing, especially the woman who fixes houses after people try to do it themselves and they ruin the house. I love
right.
that. I love that one. I love that show. So, but anyways, because 9 times out of 10, you know, people see these shows and they think, oh, it's a half-hour show. Look what they did. And they get involved and they don't realize those shows take like a month, month and a half to put together.
Yeah, and let me tell you, when years and years ago, when TV was first starting to get into this home and garden stuff, I can't remember the gentleman, but he was on TV, and he used to actually show you how to decorate, and you know, and tell you about colors and how to mix and match them. Now they don't do that. Now you just see what they think the house should look like. I would rather have instructions, you know, DIY.
Yeah, well, that's why these DIY things are so great. I mean, really, and everybody, you know, if you live in a house, you don't mind looking at a house being built. I mean, wow, I build my house that way. So anyways, that's my new addiction, is home repair shows.
Okay. Well, that's good. I think the more you watch it, the more you'll like it.
And also it saves, you know, I don't have to pay for a movie. I just watch the shows.
Right. All right, that's good, Marshall. I think it's good.
All right. Well, I guess we just look forward to another. The weather's pretty boring. Let's just come right out and say it.
Yep, it is. I mean, it's just going to be cloudy today with some spotty drizzle. That's it. And we're in the 60s.
Hey, I'm in the 60s, so I love it. You're in the 60s.
Yep, we all love it.
All right. Pat, I'll check with you mañana.
All righty, Marshall. You be good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.